Everybody, well, this is our Wednesday program, and the date today is September 9th, 2015. We'll do a clearing for the nines here. So here we go. And the year of 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, let's clear away something that you may have, an energy that's been bugging you, you're dealing with, some kind of trauma, drama, pain. So think of what it might be. And I can release that one thought that you have about that condition or whatever is going on there. If you have only one thought about the whole thing, then you're completely cleared of it. If not, then you may have to do a little more work. But we'll get rid of the one here for you. So here we go. Think of that condition, situation, releasing that from you now, bringing you peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And for those of you who have the light beams up on your monitor screen, as many as you have, that's how many we're going to activate. So here we go. 1, bringing in peace energy. These are the male energies. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll get on with our show here. So we'll bring on our co-host tonight, Michelle. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Ron, and hello, everyone. It's another Wednesday night. I hope it's a great night for everybody. It is for me. And it's something that I had talked about a couple weeks ago, and I know that we got it fixed, so I just wanted to announce it on the website, is that when you get a seven-generation clearing, they used to take quite a bit of time to clear each generation or each being in that generation. And somebody, I think it was our web designer, fixed it so they go really fast now. So when you do the generational clearings and you get up there in the years to like the 27th generation or beyond, sometimes those used to take a long time and now they go fairly quickly. So if anyone's into doing those, just know that they're going to go a lot faster than they used to. And I think that's a really great thing. And that's it, Ron. I wanted to start out with one of the emails that we got. It's a question and a bit of a testimonial. It says, thank you for sharing the stories on Monday about the teachers and that it must have triggered something in the person listening. When they were in school, they were told that they had, or they found out that they had a learning disability and was labeled lazy. And then in high school, they turned into kind of a rebel of the system because not everyone learned the same way, which we had discussed that there's 7 different versions of intelligence. And then it said the teachers were told her that they gave up on the person and that she would never amount to anything. And they still feel that the sting is gone from having done the lifetime clearing, but that this is still kind of in their head, so they're looking for a new avenue to clear it. And they were wondering if they could clear the whole group of that thought process by using a dark side mind control practitioner clearing, or are all those people part of their soul family?
I don't think they're all part of their soul family. It feels like a lot of energetic cordings to me. So that, you know, would be the dark side practitioner clearing. You might look back, possibly what I'm seeing here maybe is maybe you had a half a dozen people that, maybe didn't like you or stereotyped you. Let's just put it that way. They stereotyped you, and maybe you're just hanging on to those cords, and they're still cording you. Remember, they don't have to think about you. The cord was already put in a long time ago. So you might want to just release that energetic cordings for that the students at the school. And that's kind of what it feels like to me. That's about all that I'm getting. You know, release the cording from the people that thought you weren't like they were. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, so sometimes if somebody has a thought about you or a judgment about you or something, that creates a cording, and that can stay until you clear it. Like, I could stay for years and years.
It'll go to your grave with you.
Wow. It can be a long time. It's very heavy as well. So,
unless you live to be, you know, really old.
Exactly.
Longer time, yeah.
And,
do
you think that they can write in the box, like, all the teachers or the specific event to clear it all out?
I would just try to bring up the events that you had. Maybe, I don't know, it's possible, you know, you might have a school annual, or if you don't, maybe, you know, if you live close by, you know, you may want to see if you can go to the library to look that up. Oh, I tried that. I went into my I guess it was elementary school. I was driving into that town, and it looked completely different, naturally. I went to the school that I went to, and I said, "Do you have any of the annuals back, you know, and so?" And they go, "No, this is a middle school, no." I go, "Well, I don't know what a middle school is. You know, for me, this is where I went to school, you know, they changed everything." They go, "Well, why don't you go to the library?" I go, "Well, I don't know where the library is. Don't you carry any of the old annuals here?" You know, they used to have them when I went to school there. I could look at them and see annuals, you know. And, you know, they didn't have a clue, you know. But anyway, I didn't do that, but I wanted to look up a couple of the teachers' names that I could remember what they looked like, but not what their names were. So, but that was, like eighth grade to whatever, you know, going down. So, but anyway, I guess back to you.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I've heard this story a lot, and I have experienced it myself as well, where you look up to a teacher, really particularly teachers, but for a child, it could be any adult. And the adult, you know, makes some judgment, and that cannot feel so good for a kid, and it really sticks in their head. And I think sometimes adults think that, oh, well, they'll just forget about it, but they don't. So it's a good thing we have these clearings so we can do something about it years later and, you know, just let it be done. But so it won't necessarily take the memory of it away, but it'll take away the sting of it, like the person said. Right, Ron?
Yeah. And sometimes it's not going to take away the event as you look at it. Just the sting's going to be taken away. And some people, you know, who even do the emotional clearing, the events that bothered them a lot, it's kind of like, you know, really under the covers a lot, so they don't even want to look at it. And they go, okay, been there, done that. I don't even want to see what happened to me. And they just let it, you know, go along the wayside, because the negative thing that happened brought the event forward in Technicolor, and they don't want to look at it, and its energy's off on it, so they don't want to really go in and go through their garbage of their life and dig it up. So you don't have to go through and see it. If you want to, you can, but once you get the clearing, it's gone. The energy on that is no longer going to affect you typically. And so remember, it's the energy that brings forth the pictures. So that's the way that kind of works. So if you just look at it, and you know, before you'd maybe be mesmerized by this scene for maybe 15 seconds, and now you do it and do the clearing, and all of a sudden you go, I don't even want to look at it, you know, forget it. So remember, you have to realize that all this stuff that we're talking about, these imprintings, somebody else's judgment on you as being they're right and you're wrong, goes through your whole life. And unfortunately, you could be wanting to do something at your current age, and you're just terrified and afraid to do it, because of what somebody maybe told you in kindergarten. And, you know, you look at it after you get the thing cleared, and you go, man. And some people get upset. They go, oh, man, I wasted 60 years of my life. I should have had this done a long time ago, you know? And, well, they just didn't, and it's okay. But they look at it and they go, man, that person, and they may start saying names about the person, you know, but then they realize that, you know, they got stymied, you know, and, you know, they're not expressing who they are. That's why you want to live in the moment. You know, it's a good reason. Don't dig up your past history, your past garbage and everything else of how somebody wants you to live your life and everything else. You know, get in the moment so you can be creative with your spirit. Otherwise, you're going to be on other programs. And those initial programs that you're on, you can take them to your grave and live your life a certain way that you don't even want to live. So back to you.
Yes. As you were speaking, I was thinking this is something to do with that as well, that I've seen throughout my life many times people, like if I'm singing or something, or somebody's singing, or people are singing in general, and somebody will say, oh, I'm not going to sing. I was told that I'm not a good singer. And I always think, you know, it's not a judgment on your abilities. It's just if you feel happy, I think that you should sing. And they're always like so amazed to hear that, like, oh, I should sing because I'm happy, and it doesn't matter if I sound good or not. And I'm like, no, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Like, if you feel like singing, you should sing. It's for nobody else to judge, really. So, and it's very freeing, and that's a very creative thing. And it actually, I think it does probably a lot of good things in your body because it's kind of a exercise, and I think your spirit probably likes it. I would imagine it does. Especially if it feels creative, right?
Yep.
So, well, okay. So we have another question. It's just wondering, it says, do the light beings have an identity, or is this unknown? Like, what works through them, or is it them doing all the work, or...
Okay, different ways to answer that question.
Yeah.
On the light ship, there are light beings that are called upon to do healing when I take people there to the light ship. So those would be the light being doctors. And they will show up as when we do the calls, like we'll just say the ones on Saturday, we'll bring in maybe the dolphins and the whales and, you know, the different energies, the deers, whatever we bring in, those will be light being doctors working with you, and they will take on the life form that you're comfortable with. So normally you're going to have them show up as a particular type of animal that you're used to seeing here. Now, if I was somewhere else doing the same process and, you know, we didn't have the same life forms here, then it would be something else showing up. That would be familiar to the people. As far as having an identity, they'll have that identity just for the calls that we're on. At that point, they release the energy of this life form and go back into spirit energy and or until they need to maybe do some work with some other life form, then they'll show up with something to make the people or the thing, whatever life form it is, comfortable for assistance. Well, that's kind of the way that works. Oh, well, back to you.
Are there all different life forms that exist on different planets, like the... like the bar in Star Wars, and there's all these different characters. Do those things exist?
If you think of that, the Star Wars movie of that, you know, that location, you know, where they had the bar and there's different aliens there. Are these aliens of light? Well, they could be kind of similar to that life form, but, you know, everything is created. Remember, the Earth spirit, or the spirit that creates a planet, will bring forth what it chooses to have inhabited that particular, say, planet, okay? And it has the availability to recreate anything that it would like to that was created from the past on other planets. So it just sort of like, in a sense, kind of like going through a large book, like window shopping sort of, you know, looking at different life forms, and it decides what it wants to have and if it will be able to sustain life there according to its energy. And so it actually goes in and through its own creative process and creates the energies too, and then spirits of light come into them at some point and live a life until that life form no longer wants to live. And then it's returned back to that the planet. We'll just say it goes on to a coat rack until it wants to get activated again, kind of making it simple here. So it's like stored, and it's maybe may never get created over again because it needs a spirit to do the creation, or it may do it all the time. So, but it has no memory of the past. Well, that's kind of the way it works. So it all depends what the spirit of that particular planet chooses to bring forth into its creation. So our planet here was that way, and then the aliens stepped in and overrode the system and brought in their own life forms in here. So that's why there's so many aliens here. Oh, anyway, it gets to be a little complicated, but just keeping it real simple, that's kind of the way it works. So back to you.
Yeah, there's so much there, Ron. I've often wondered, so what was the original form? Was it an animal or was it a humanoid?
Could be anything.
Oh.
Really hard to say. I don't know.
Oh, okay. We don't know because that was a long time ago. Okay. Okay, so somebody was asking for clarification about something that we had had a question about earlier. It says, I have cleared 4 death barcodes in the past. Now I have one more, and they're wondering, do I start in box first occurrence or fifth occurrence, or do they email you? I don't know if you remember, but we talked about this, I think, on Monday.
Make any difference. You just got to clear one of them. So if you wanted to keep... I can do number 5. You could do it that way, being your 5th one. But really, you just want to clear one of those. And so since you're not in linear time. Your mind is taking you into linear time, like I had 4 of these, and this is number 5. So in light, this is just a new occurrence for you. So it could be number 1. So don't, you know, try always to be, you know, in the moment. Because you're bringing forth your other past death barcodes, and you have them stored inside of you, in a sense, in your memory. You know, get rid of them. They're gone. Don't look back. Don't look back on your life. That's yesterday's stuff. That's timelines that you used to be on that you're not on any longer. So don't keep a record, you know, where you look at things all the time of what happened in the past. Because you're going to be bringing those timelines back into your current reality. Remember, the now doesn't have any past reality. It doesn't have a future. So you want to be in the now, not bringing forth all your past stuff to make it into tomorrow's reality for you. It will work that way. That's what the aliens do to you. You want to get out of that system. Otherwise, you're putting your energy into your past. And you're having your own jurisdiction over your past, bringing in everything from your past because you're looking at it over again. So don't do that. You want to just strictly be in the present moment. Then you're creating from the present moment, and in the next present moment, you have your creation. That's the way it works. There's no memory of how you created it. Not needed. Back to you.
I was reading this article the other day, Ron, and it said it was about successful people and what their traits are that they all carry. And the number one thing that it said all successful people have in common is that they are not nostalgic. I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, so they don't sit there and like think about how wonderful it was yesterday. They're like, no, they just look to the future, like what's going to be the next big thing? What should I invest in? Or whatever their manner of becoming successful was. But I thought that was interesting. I did not expect that. Okay, so we have another question. It says, it's about the natal barcode. It says, once I have done the natal barcode clearing on a certain item, do I ever need to repeat it?
Well, that's one of those final things, like always or everything. Now, you may need to at some point if the energy it kind of resurfaces. So that's a possibility. So you don't know what the aliens are doing. So if they choose to bring forth an energy, have you repeat it again, then, yeah, you may want to re-clear it. But if you're not going to have that occurrence and you don't experience that occurrence, then you don't need to do it. So, you know, like the question is that you're not in control of the alien reality. All you're getting off of you on your natal chart is what they gave you upon birth. What you came in here, that's your whole life story. They gave you a life story, and you're trying to disattach yourself from that life story so you're not running all these programs. The life story is your program. Not all of them activated, and some activated probably more than that the aliens even expected you to have activated, but regardless, you got activated, and that's kind of runs your life. You want to get those energies off of you to be in neutral. Like I say, possibly, you know, the aliens actually get rid of something, and you're not emotionally attached to it, which is judgment and being happy and sad, then they may not want you any longer. They may just forget about you. Because you're not giving any energy, not leaking energy to them. So that's kind of how I would answer that. You don't know if it's going to be reactivated again, and it probably will be activated if you start looking at it. It's kind of like, you know, looking at something. Underneath your covers, you know, we'll say, and you lift it up, or like pulling out, you know. Root or something, maybe you want to see if your potatoes are growing in your garden, so you pull them up, and they go, yeah, it looks like I have potatoes. Well, what are you going to do next with them? They're already out of the ground. Probably rebury them again. Maybe they'll keep growing, but you don't want to keep digging it up and digging it up and digging it up to see if it's there or not. Well, you want to just stay neutral. Back to you.
Yes, I think that they were specifically asking about their main pieces of identification, like possibly certain credit cards or maybe their driver's license, which they still do use every day. So they're wondering if they should repeat the clearing every now and then to prevent being trapped.
If you're using your driver's license every day or, you know, your ID, then, yeah, that is being put on a timeline. Is you just activated it when you pulled it out of your wallet or whatever and showed it to somebody. And they're probably looking at it, writing down information. So right away, you're being tracked. So, you know, by doing that, you're being tracked. Every time I use my license is when I go to the airports. Then I got to try to figure out where I put it. Luckily, I look before I go. I don't ever pull my license out. There's no need to pull it out. I pull it out, when I do the airplane flights that I go on. Other than that, I don't even need it. It doesn't relate to me whatsoever. It relates to somebody else. But back to you.
Yes, Ron, so you must never go to bars and get carded.
I haven't been in bars for ever.
Okay, so we have a question about the timeline crash. So it's about how long they are good for. Like if somebody purchases a clearing, like the timeline crash for 1 week, starting at September 10th, and the email says that it is valid until September 17th. Does that mean that they have all of September 17th until midnight to do those clearings?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I'm glad because that's how I was doing them as well.
Yep.
I was using them up until the last possible time that I could. Okay. All right, so we have one here. It says, how to prevent future abuse. I had abuse in the past from an immediate family member. From time to time, the person still attempts to continue with this behavior. There is no way that they can avoid the person altogether because they have to look after the person. And they're wondering what clearings can they do to prevent future attacks.
Well, I would first say do the emotional clearing for them. Well, clear their emotions. Do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. Maybe that will slow it down or even get rid of it, possibly. So do that one first so that they're not connected to you. It sounds like, for what I hear is being said, that the person is looking at the person who's attacking them. Right away, you got an energetic cord going to that person because you're thinking about them. And the thoughts that you get as you're, say, connecting to that person and maybe reading their mind is that they're going to be attacking you in the future. Okay? Because that's the pattern. So maybe you're putting that thought out to them. Oh, Sally's going to attack me, you know, when I see her in a month from now because she did it last month. Well, you're, like I said, you're bringing up, yesterday's garbage and putting it into your future, and then you're advancing her to go on to timelines in that future, and the timelines will eventually be coming here now as that data appears, and then you have a self-fulfilling prophecy. We'll do some clearings on her or that person. So that you're not going to, but maybe the person will drop what they have the judgment on you about. So that's what I would do first. And maybe go even deeper after that. What did you do to the person so they want to attack you? Well, find out what that is that you did to them. And clear that energy away, too. You want to go back in time, maybe it happened 10 years ago, and this has been going on for 10 years. We'll go back 10 years and clean out and get rid of a whole bunch of timelines with this person. Maybe you have to do 1,000 timeline crashes to get them released from something that they got connected to 10 years ago when it's been happening, you know, ever since for you. Maybe for them it's not that big of a deal, but for you it is. But it doesn't make any difference. You're still connected. You have timeline crashes. You also have energetic cordings. Remember, what you're thinking about, that's the way the dark side works. That's your the way mass mind works. Collective consciousness, what you're thinking about is going to typically occur in your life. If you're drawing it to you. You're not using source energy, you're using darkness. Clear away the energy so you won't have to think about it. To clear them out if they're doing it to you. Also clear yourself, so you may want to do a clearing of whatever that issue is. New timeline crashes, because you're probably still on timelines from 10 years ago. Back to you.
Sure, you could do a timeline crash on just abuse or verbal abuse, or just use that wording and see if it stops. I wonder if they're also wondering if it's alien attack through them, like, because one of the choices in the alien attack page is through other humans. So I wonder if it could be that as well.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it to me. It feels like some old normal stuff going on. You want to clear.
Oh.
Possible, but, you know, first do that emotional clearing on that person. Do that. Clear them out so maybe they won't affect you as much.
Yeah.
Remember the
yeah.
The answer is always in the question.
So, Ron, somebody was wondering if we could have a clearing to bring the earth back into the light. I think we did that the other day as well.
It's not too far. It's about 0.5%. So I'll just count to 5. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Probably didn't feel too much. It wasn't that much off but it's still off, so that's good. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes. Thank you. It's good to know every now and then and to do that at least once a week. I think you wanted to be reminded to do that. And we also have a question here if we could have a sample healing of the anger clearing.
Okay, so here we go. Think of one of the times that you became angry with something. And here we go. Could even be angry with yourself, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's one page out of your anger book. See how that's feeling.
Yeah, that's a great whole life clearing to do, for sure. One of our listeners has written in just a really simple, short email wondering, when are we going to see the free water clearing? They must be excited about it. I know that it was mentioned a while ago.
Yeah, I'm working on that, so hopefully pretty soon, okay?
Wonderful. But
I'll check on it in a couple of days here. I think it's in the works,
yeah.
So... back to you.
Okay. You know, I came across something on the website that I wanted to read to possibly help our listeners, because I know I talked to several other people who are doing the Creation Light Shift work, and then we always want to talk about it with other people to help them or whatever. And it's a little document at the bottom of the page called Spread the Word. And it gives a couple ideas on what you can do and what you can say. So two of the ways to spread the word, the ideas, are to add Ron's website to your email signature, which I know if you go on your email, I have Yahoo, and somewhere in there you can swim around and it says the word signature, and then you just probably copy and paste the website so that every time you send out an email, that will be at the bottom under your name or whatever as a sign off. And then another suggestion is to ask people to visit Ron's website in your answering machine or voicemail messages. And then there's a little description here, and I will just read it. It says, if you are asked about the Creation Light Shift radio show, you could say, I am listening to a wonderful spiritual healing internet radio program. It is non-denominational and has a lot of spiritual truth about Jesus' life and why he came here to help out humanity. It also talks about my spirit and soul. After listening to it, I always feel better. It helps me stay balanced and calms me down. This radio program has many sample healing, and the healing works wonderfully on the show archives, so people can listen to the radio shows. The website is called creationlightship.com, and the information on it is all about spiritual reality. The word lightship is actually divine creation light energy, and it has nothing to do with UFO landings or sightings and bad extraterrestrials or aliens that abduct people. The website talks about divine healing, living and communicating with your spirit, and the focus theme is what Jesus was teaching 2,000 years ago. I thought that was great. I just saw that tonight for the first time, and I've been trying to, like, put it in a nutshell what this is all about, and I've never been so distinct, so I just wanted to read that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know who came up with that, but that's pretty good. It pretty much does it. Wow. Okay, so, this was about... this is interesting. So this is an add-on to the question that we just had about the abuse. And they specifically say it was from a parent and it was sexual in nature. So that's obviously not the child's fault because the child was too young to think of such things. But I know that on your website, Ron, you do have a clearing that is called Just Sexual. And I believe that it is for that. Do you want to talk about that one a little bit?
That one could work for that. So it deals with situations like that. Anything that deals with the sexual behaviors and stuff. It's a whole lifetime clearing. I don't normally get into it too much because, you know, it could push a lot of buttons for people. But it's on there if you need it. And then the other one is the clearing, which won't, you know, which is another issue, is which is the abortion one. That's on the left side, I think, on the scroll bar. I think it's a woman's clearing or something. That's how we related it. And it also works for men, but it's for women who's had abortions, stillbirths and things. You know, how maybe you were affected by it. And it goes into a lot of different things. So anyway, if you had any of those situations, you may want to check on that one also. Back to you.
Okay, and I'm sure that can include many different aspects. So there's addictions.
Hunters, like what the church thought of you in a sense, your friends, you know, maybe all of a sudden, you know, have a scenario, maybe you're 14 in high school or something, you get pregnant as, you know, as a woman. And then all of a sudden all your friends look at you and maybe you're going to a religious school or something, and all of a sudden you lost all your friends because, you know, they think you're a slut or something, and, you know, it goes on. You know how things are stereotyped, and now everybody's looking at you and you have this baby, and, you know, everybody in the church is talking about you, or the whole high school is talking about you, and, it can go on and on and on. This is reality. And so, you know, that clearing could help you. It goes into what everybody's thinking about you in a sense. It can release a lot of energetic cords from you, that situation. So back to you.
Yeah, good. It's definitely a time when you don't want anyone else's energy. You know, if something like that happened, you probably have enough going on that you know to deal with. So that is a great clearing to do, and I believe it's just listed under S, under sexual. Okay. And so we were wondering if there's any updates that you have for us, Ron, about the time traveling soldiers.
Not too much. Doing a lot of battles about a week ago. That's about all I can mention. Really no updates, just battling a lot of stuff that was trying to come in here. So that's basically it. I can't put my finger on anything at this moment. I know I'm out there probably at least 5 days a week doing things, but I'm trying to not bring it all forward. I do a lot out there. And a lot of the stuff I do myself without the soldiers. So if I do need them, I'll bring them forth. But normally I'll just go out and do stuff myself. Less casualties that way. Well, back to you. Less work to do. To rematerialize them.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. This one is, it says, thoughts of attraction. You know how people role play for mock interviews? You would think you're attracting and affecting the outcome for the real interview. When the real interview happens, it didn't work according to plan as per the role play. How could these thoughts become your reality? How could they be true?
You want to, in a sense, role play. Where you go in for a job interview and you get the job. And maybe, you know, that's what I think you're saying, and you want that to be a reality now. We're typically, you know, maybe you went on 10 interviews so far, and your initial reality of maybe being trained what to say, what not to say, and how to look and smile, everything else, just not working for you, and you're getting rejected, we'll say. Well, what I would do is probably the psychic billboard. And then find out if you really want to get that job. Does that job really, you know, is going to help you? Okay, are you too needy for a job? Okay. Is your energy going to push somebody back? Are you in neutral for the job? Okay. A lot of things are there. How does the person look at you? So what I would first do is probably, if you're looking for a job, do that self-empowerment clearing. You want to get rid of all that stuff that makes you look needy and fearful and everything else to the person who's interviewing you. Maybe they're very intuitive, and they see you coming through the door, and they go, oh, man, this person is full of baggage. I don't want to hire somebody full of baggage. You know, they got this issue and that issue and the other issue, and you know, they do need a job, but I don't want to, you know, carry somebody or hire somebody with all this baggage. How are they going to do their work if they got all these energetic cords on them? So you do that one clearing with the self-empowerment to get rid of a lot of this stuff. It's a Band-Aid clearing. So it has a lot of, I think, 38 issues. And those are issues that everybody has. And do that clearing, at least so you get cleared away from what's bugging you right now. And you're going to look squeaky clean. It's not that it's going to be like a whole lifetime clearing where it releases everything. It's a really nice Band-Aid. So it'll get rid of this stuff on you so you can now kind of move forward and be more peaceful. Now, this stuff could, you know, reappear, you know, maybe in a month from now. But right now, you know, if you do it, it's off of you. And it takes a long time to do it typically. I think that clearing is good for about 6 weeks. You know, as far as time to run it. So get in there and start clearing that, and then do your psychic billboard clearing. Do the self-empowerment, get yourself squeaky clean, then do the psychic billboard clearing. Now go on your interview. Like a billboard is that I'm happy to get a job, I'm a good worker, you know, something like that. And they're not going to read all that 38 issues of negativity attached to you. That's why I put those two clearings up. They went up about the same time. So those are the two to get if you want to move ahead, and that could help you out a lot. So those two, the psychic billboard and the self-empowerment. But do the self-empowerment one first, or you do the psychic billboard. So, you know, maybe wait a few weeks until you get some of that, those issues underneath your belt, so you can keep moving on, you know, and then do the psychic billboard. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, great. That sounds like a good plan to have good interviews. And so really, I guess, you know, doing, you know, mock interviews or whatever is kind of like projecting yourself, which is exactly what the self-empowerment and psychic billboard is also doing. Like you're hoping something good will happen. Okay, so... We have a request here, Ron, for an entity clearing from our bodies.
Okay, well, you know, focus on a location in your body. I'll release one entity from you. So that's why you do the whole lifetime one. But so think of issue that you're dealing with that's attached to you. You know, normally it's a pain or something in your body. You know, or maybe you have split personalities. That'll take a lot more clearings. But aside from that, entities do come in and they cause pain and problems. So think of you, maybe your pain that you're dealing with. Here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. Maybe you've had a couple of friends that left, too. So back to you.
So are we to understand that whenever we have pain in our bodies, we're not only attracting entities, but that it is entities causing that pain?
I would say 80% of the time entities are causing the pain, yes. And then it could be pain, too, that you have, but they're bringing forth maybe a lot more pain. You always want to clear entities first to get rid of pain, Then if you still have pain, then do the pain clearing. Pain body clearing. Entities come in and give you pain. Now, the pain body may not be activated yet. Maybe if you had pain for a week, maybe the pain body now is getting activated, so you can clear the pain body, and the pain could go away. But if entities are there still giving you pain and they're with you, you know, maybe you hurt your arm and all of a sudden you got 100 entities in you with broken arms and, sprained arms, broken arms, everything else with arms going on, amputations, the whole enchilada there, you know, you got it now with you with these entities. And you wonder, gee, my arm really hurts. Well, get rid of the entities that are taking your energy. If you're a little bit of pain that you have, because they're living on it. You may have a 5% pain feeding 1,000 entities, okay? And they're giving you 1,000 times the pain. You start cutting them off, getting rid of them by doing an entity clearing, all of a sudden you only got a 5% pain, and you go, wow, that's incredible. I don't even really feel the pain. They brought to you their stuff. They gave you their baggage because you're a host and you're feeding them. You're their food, so you want to get rid of the entities. Back to you.
I just came across an interesting email that I think he may have been here for quite a while. It has something to do with you had asked for some information a long time ago, so somebody wrote in their answer. It says, "Hi, Ron. I believe many of the angels have to do with music and instrumentation." So I think it was a question that you had about angels and how they show up in the Bible, and this person thinks that it always had to do with music, instrumentation. So, and it says, "Lucifer was born so beautiful that he had instruments literally implanted in his body, so he travels through music even to this day." That's what some people believe. And then it goes on to say that when records were first being pressed, there would be people who would put entities basically in the records so that when people played them, these entities would get into people's homes. Is that true?
Oh, boy.
Could that happen?
That could happen, yes. Uh-huh. Yep, I could see that happening. I don't know how often that was done, but that could happen, yes. Much like, it's like somebody doing a spell on something. Now, let's just say that you, let's see here. I don't see it too much now, but maybe a year ago, they go through different fashions with clothing. So I've seen a lot of T-shirts with maybe skulls on them, you know? If you remember that or not, Michelle, they're kind of like fading out now. Well, that seemed to be the fad. And so, maybe crossbones or something or whatever. So that means, to me it means death. Because people are wearing a T-shirt, which means death. And is death associated with that? Yeah. Because it's up there in the clouds, It's something you know nothing about, but you're resonating. That shirt's resonating with the death energy. And practitioners use that same symbol of the skull, we'll say, for death. Just by getting close to it, it could carry entities of death, just like the record could have something. Somebody could imprint it or do a spell on it. You don't know what's happening. And that could be, it could be waiting to be activated as you put it on or something, or you start listening to music. Yeah, I'm sure that's possible. I won't say it's done all the time, but it's sort of like subliminal advertising. You're not supposed to do, but, I'm sure it's done all the time, but that's the same thing. Back to you.
Yeah. I think the person was referring to the fact that they would cut a record, and then that main record would be called a master, And then they would put the master in a room with two people that would do this practice for 30 days during from full moon to full moon. And that was their expected thing to do. That's what they were hoping to create. And it just seems unfortunate if that's the case. But, well, anyway, okay. So I think the point of that was something about angels, though. It was from a long time ago. So, and specifically talking about the names of different angels, which, you know, we know now are probably just different aliens. Were they just different names of aliens?
Yes, I would say that's correct. Uh-huh. Different God energies, different alien energies coming through as angels or just just deities. All these things are you know aliens. So once you kind of open your mind up to that a little bit, then you realize, yeah, wow, this is really bad. You know, all these religious icons are probably initially here from aliens and or maybe light beings are in them once for a short amount of time in a person who lived physically. And then, you know, the light being left and aliens come into that body if the person is still living and they think that, you know, the initial thing is still there, you know. Anyway, it gets to be a little confusing for a lot of the newcomers to pick that up. And then they think the energy is still here, you know. So that's the problem that people have. There are energies here as people bring in energies into that particular, you know, life form. If you take, like, Buddha, for instance, the energy came in probably as a light being for a short amount of time and left. And then that energy, you know, did different things in its life. May not have been a light being at all, but still carried some of that, maybe that energy. And then people start portraying what the Buddha energy is. And through that mind consciousness, it has a mind of its own now. And it does carry a lot of energy. It may not be what was intended initially, but it's what people have, know, considered it to be or how they project onto it. And then when they do that, they're recording and they're bringing into that energy form, that invisible energy form, this energy. That's no difference in doing hexes and spells on somebody. Energy pool is there. Well, back to you.
Right, and it's just mind energy.
Just mind energy, yes. Uh-huh.
Right. So if somebody thinks like a bad thought or a good thought, it's not, it almost doesn't matter. It's just a psychic attack either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. I was talking to a person a long time ago who used to stand, be beside, and she might still be doing this. I don't know. I haven't seen her for quite a long time. It's been years. You know, maybe, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, but she was next to Amaji. So Amaji, when she hugged people, she'd actually hear Amaji crunching up these life forms, you know, kind of like a dog chewing a bone or something. That's what she would tell me.
What do you mean? Like when she hugged someone, she was...
She stood behind or beside her. She was right next to her all the time through a lot of these events. And she'd actually hear, she actually heard these things being like crushed up. Amaji hugged people. Who knows what Amaji is, you know? But what alien energy that is, you know, I don't know. It was taken away stuff. And she had a problem back then. She had, I think, either a lung or a heart condition that was probably unknown to most of the people. Just don't have the date on this year, you know, when it was. I could probably stab it 8 years ago. That might sound pretty close to me for the time, I think. But be here. Yeah, that might be close. 7-8 years ago. So the lady asked if I could do some healing on Amaji, and at that time I did that. I don't know if it was heart or lungs, but I fixed her. She didn't know about it at all, but the lady that worked with her next to her, you know, asked me if I could help her out because she's ready to die or something. So anyway, it's just one of those things. But yeah, that's she was able to hear these things that crunched up. Well, back to you.
Oh, and I'm sure Amaji, since she's touching people, is taking on other people's physical problems as well. So,
yeah,
Well, I don't know. Do we have to end, Ron, or do we have a few more minutes?
It's like we're at that time. So we're in time on this program with the clock ticking. So let's do the mind-to-heart drop, and we have our calls, I think, this weekend here. So here we go. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop, everybody. The intents of our this weekend here. So you want to command your spirit. Do this daily, maybe, you know, 3 times a day, if not, you know, maybe 10, to become more peaceful. Depends how much peace you want to have. If you're too peaceful, then get a day planner. Keep it close by. You know, you may need to use it to stay, you know, up to date with your people and customers and things or whatever contacts. But here we go. Command on your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. Drop them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Now you're at peace. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.